Hello everyone, my name is Elijah Davis, and this is the 12th Hour Apostolic Church of the Trinity Congregation outside the 12th Hour in Hillsboro, Texas. Today is March 28, 2017. Or it's Abib 1, 2021. We will start our first service on this new moon Sabbath with a song entitled Farther Along. Lifted and trod, we're awfully to wander. Why it should be thus all of this long, while there are others living about us, if we're molested, you're in the wrong. Farther along we'll know all about it. Farther along we'll understand why. Cheer up, my brother, live in the sunshine. We'll understand it. Oh, by and by, when death has come and taken the loved one, it leaves a home so lonely and dim. Then do we wonder why others prosper, living so wicked year after year? Farther along we'll know all about it. Farther along we'll understand why. Cheer up, my brother, live in the sunshine. We'll understand it all by and by. Faithful to this and our loving master, a few more days to labor and wait. Those of the road will empty as nothing as we sleep through the beautiful gate. Farther along we'll know all about it. Farther along we'll understand why. Cheer up, my brother, live in the sunshine. We'll understand it all by and by. When we see Yahshua coming in glory, when he comes from his home in the sky, then we shall be him in the great mansion. We'll understand it over and by. Father along we'll know all about it. Father along we'll know all about it. Father along we'll understand why. Cheer up, my brother, live in the sunshine. We'll understand it all by and by.
Part 9, Righteousness by Faith. Let's continue on our series. We're on Isaiah chapter 60. It says, "Arise, shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of the Yahweh is risen upon thee. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people. But the Yahweh shall rise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee. And the Gentiles shall come to thy light, and the kings to the brightness of thy rising. Lift up thine eyes round about, and see, all they gather themselves together, they come to thee. Thy sons shall come from far, and thy daughters from thy shall be nursed at thy side. Then thou shalt see and flow together, and thine heart shall fear and be enlarged, because the abundance of the sea shall be converted unto thee. The force of the Gentiles shall come unto thee. The multitude of the camels shall cover thee. The dromedaries of the Midian and Ephah, all this from Sheba shall come. They shall bring gold and incense, and they shall show forth the praises of the Yahweh. All the flocks of Kedar shall be gathered together unto one, unto thee. The rams of Naboth shall minister unto thee. They shall come up with acceptance on mine altar. And I will glorify the house of my glory. Who are these that fly as a cloud and as a dove to their windows? Surely the hour shall wait for me and the ships of Tarshish first, to bring thy sons from far, their silver and their gold with them, unto the name of Yahweh thy Elohim, and to the Holy One of Israel, because he hath glorified thee. And the sons of the strangers shall build up thy walls, and their kings shall minister unto thee. For in my wrath I smote thee, but in my favor have I had mercy on thee. Therefore thy gates shall be open continually, they shall not be shut day nor night, that men may bring unto thee the forces of the Gentiles, and that their kings may be brought. For the nation and kingdom that will not serve thee shall perish, yea, those nations shall be utterly wasted. The glory of Lebanon shall come unto thee, the fir tree, the pine tree, and the box together, to beautify the place of my sanctuary. And I will make the place of my feet glorious. The sons also of them that afflicted thee shall come bending unto thee. And all they that despise thee shall bow themselves down at the soles of thy feet. And they shall call thee the city of the Yahweh, the Zion of the Holy One of Israel. Whereas thou hast been forsaken and hated, so that no man went through thee, I will make thee an eternal excellency, a joy of many generations. Thou shalt also suck the milk of the Gentiles, shalt suck the breast of kings, and thou shalt know that I, the Yahweh, am thy Savior. Okay, let's do it again. And thou shalt know that I, the Yahshua, am thy Savior and thy Redeemer, the Mighty One of Jacob. For brass I will bring gold, and for iron I will bring silver, and for wood brass, and for stones iron. But also make thy officers peace, and thy exactors righteousness. Violence shall no more be heard in thy land, wasting nor destruction within thy borders, but thou shalt call thy walls salvation and thy gates praise. The sun shall be no more thy light by day, neither for brightness shall the moon give light unto thee. But the Yahweh shall be unto thee an everlasting light, and thy Elohim thy glory. Thy sun shall no more go down, neither shall thy moon withdraw itself, for the Yahweh shall be thine everlasting light, and the days of thy mourning shall be ended. Thy people also shall be all righteous. They shall inherit the land forever, the branch of my planting, the work of my hands, that I may be glorified. A little one shall become a thousand, and a small one a strong nation. All the Yahweh will hasten it in his time. Spirit of Yahweh is upon me, because Yahweh hath anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted. Okay, this is in Isaiah chapter 61 now. Let's see where we're at here. To bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty unto the captives, and the opening of the prison unto them that are bound. Now we're continuing on Isaiah 61 verse 2. To proclaim the acceptable year of the Yahweh and the day of the vengeance of our Elohim, to comfort all that mourn, to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Yahweh, that he might be glorified. And they shall build the old ways, they shall raise up the former desolation, and they shall repair the waste cities, the desolations of many generations. And strangers shall stand and feed your flocks, and the sons of the aliens shall be your plowmen and your vine dressers. And you shall be named the priest of the Yahweh. Men shall call you the ministers of Elohim. Ye shall eat the riches of the Gentiles, and in their glory shall ye boast yourselves. For your shame ye shall have double, and for confusion they shall rejoice in their portion. Therefore, in their land they shall possess the double. The everlasting joy shall be unto them. For all the Yahweh love judgment, I hate robbery for burnt offering, and I will direct their work in the truth. And I will make an everlasting covenant with them. And their seed shall be known among the Gentiles, and their offspring among the people. All that see them shall acknowledge them, that they are the seed which the Yahweh hath blessed. I will greatly rejoice in the Yahweh, and my soul shall be joyful in my Elohim, for he hath clothed me with the garments of salvation. He hath covered me with the robe of righteousness, as a bridegroom decketh herself with ornament, and as a bride adorneth herself with her jewels. For as the earth bringeth forth her bud, and as the garden causes the things that are sown in it to spring forth, so the Yahweh Elohim will cause righteousness and praise to spring forth before all the nation. All right, let's go right on into Isaiah chapter 62. It says, for Zion's sake I will not hold my peace, and for Jerusalem's sake I will not rest until the righteousness thereof go forth as brightness, and the salvation thereof is a lamp that burneth. And the Gentiles shall see thy righteousness, and all kings thy glory, and thou shalt be called by a new name, which the mouth of Yahweh shall name. Okay, it says, thou shalt also be a crown of glory in the hand of the Yahweh, and a royal diadem in the hand of thy Elohim. Thou shalt no more be termed forsaken, neither shall thy land any more be termed desolate, but thou shalt be called Hephzibah, and thy land Beulah, for the Yahweh delighteth in thee, and thy land shall be married. For as a young man marrieth a virgin, so shall thy sons marry thee, and as the bridegroom rejoices over the bride, so shall thy Elohim rejoice over thee. I have set watchmen upon thy walls, O Jerusalem, which shall never hold their peace day nor night. Ye that make mention of the Yahweh, keep not silent, and give him no rest till he establish, until he make Jerusalem a praise in the earth. Yahweh has sworn by his right hand and by the arm of his strength, surely I will no more give thy corn to be meat for thine enemies, And the sons of the stranger shall not drink thy wine, for the which thou hast labored. But they that have gathered it shall eat it and praise the Yahweh, and they that have brought it together shall drink it in the course of my holiness. For thou go through the gates, prepare ye the way of the people, cast up the highway, gather out the stones, lift up a standard for the people. Behold, the Yahweh hath proclaimed unto the end of the world. Say ye to the daughter of Zion, behold, our salvation cometh. Behold, his reward is with him, and his work before him. They shall call them the holy people, the redeemed of the Yahweh, and thou shalt be called sought out, a city not forsaken. Now let's go into Isaiah 63. Who is this that cometh from Edom with dyed garments from Bozrah? This that is glorious in his apparel, traveling in the greatness of his strength. I that speak in righteousness, mighty to save, wherefore art thou red in thine apparel, and thy garments like him that treadeth in their wine fat? I have trodden the winepress alone, and other people there was none with me, for I will tread them in mine anger, and trample them in my fury, and their blood shall be sprinkled upon my garments, and I will stain all my raiment. For the day of vengeance is in my heart, and the year of my redeeming is come. And I looked, and there was none to help, and I wondered that there was none to uphold. Therefore mine own arm brought salvation unto me, and my fury it upheld me. And I will tread down the people in mine anger, and make them drunk in my fury, and I will bring down their strength to the earth. I will mention the loving kindnesses of the Yahweh and the praises of the Yahweh according to all that the Yahweh hath bestowed on us, and the great goodness toward the house of Israel, which he hath bestowed on them according unto his mercies and according unto the multitude of his loving kindnesses. For he said, surely they are my people, children that will not lie. So he was their Savior. In all their affliction he was afflicted, and the angel of his presence saved them. In his love and in his pity he redeemed them. And he bare them and carried them all the days of old, but they rebelled and vexed his Holy Spirit. Therefore he was turned to be their enemy, and he fought against them. Then he remembered the days of old, Moses and his people, saying, where is he that brought them up out of the sea with the shepherd of his flock? Where is he that put his Holy Spirit within him, that led them by the right hand of Moses with his glorious arm, dividing the water before them to make himself an everlasting name, that led them through the deep as an horse in the wilderness, that they should not stumble? As a beast goeth down into the valley, the Spirit of Yahweh calls him to rest. So didst thou lead thy people to make thyself a glorious name. Look down from heaven and behold from the habitation of thy holiness and of thy glory. Where is thy zeal and thy strength, the signing of thy vows and of thy mercies toward me? Are they restrained? Doubtless thou art our father, though Abraham be ignorant of us, and Israel acknowledge us not. Thou, O Yahweh, art our Father, our Redeemer. Thy name is from everlasting. O Yahweh, why hast thou made us to err from thy ways, and hardened our heart from thy fear? Return for thy servant's sake the tribes of thine inheritance, the people of thy holiness have possessed it but a little while. Our adversaries have trodden down thy sanctuary. We are thine. Thou never bearest rule over them. They were not called by thy name. Chapter 64 of Isaiah. Oh, that thou wouldest rend the heavens, that thou wouldest come down, that the mountains might flow down at thy presence. As when the melting fire burneth, the fire causes the waters to boil, to make thy name known unto thine adversaries, that the nations may tremble at thy presence. When thou didst terrible things which we looked not for, thou camest down, the mountains are flowed down at thy presence, for since the beginning of the world, men have not heard nor perceived by the ear, neither hath the eye seen, O Yahweh, beside thee, what he hath prepared for him that waiteth for him. Thou meetest him that rejoiceth and worketh righteousness. Those that remember thee in thy ways, behold, thou art wroth, for we have sinned, and those is continuance, and we shall be saved. But we are all as an unclean thing, and all our righteousness are as filthy rags. And we all do fade as a leaf, and our iniquities, like the wind, have taken us away. And there is none that calleth upon thy name, that stirreth up himself to take a hold of thee. For thou hast hid thy face from us, and hast consumed us because of our iniquities. But now, O Yahweh, thou art our Father, we are the clay, and thou art potter. And we all are the work of thy hand. But not wroth very sore. Be not wroth very sore, O Yahweh, neither remember iniquity forever. Behold, see, we beseech thee, we are all thy people. The holy cities are a wilderness, Zion is a wilderness, Jerusalem is a desolation. Our holy and our beautiful house, where our fathers praise thee, is burned up with fire, and all our present things are laid waste. Wilt thou refrain thyself for these things, O Yahweh? Wilt thou hold thy peace and afflict us very sore? Jeremiah chapter 4. If thou wilt return, O Israel, saith Yahweh, return unto me, and if thou wilt put away thine abominations out of my sight, then shalt thou not remove. And thou shalt swear that Yahweh liveth in the truth, in judgment, and in righteousness. And the nations shall bless themselves in him, and in him shall thy glory, shall they glory. For thus saith Yahweh unto the men of Judah and Jerusalem, break up your fallow ground, and sow not among thorns. Circumcise yourselves unto the Yahweh, and take away the foreskins of your heart, ye men of Judah, and inhabitants of Jerusalem, lest my fury come forth like fire, and burn that none can quench it, because of the evil of your doing. Declare ye in Judah, and publish in Jerusalem, and say, blow ye the trumpet in the land, cry, gather together, and say, assemble yourselves, let us go into the defense cities, set up the standard toward Zion, retire, stay not, for I will bring evil from the north and a great destruction. The lion has come up from his thicket, and the destroyer of the Gentiles is on his way. He has gone forth from his place to make thy land desolate, and thy cities shall be laid waste without an inhabitant. For this gird ye with sackcloth, lament and howl, for the fierce anger of Yahweh is not turned back from us. It shall come to pass at that day, saith Yahweh, that the heart of the living of the king shall perish, and the heart of the princes and the priests shall be astonished, and the prophets shall wonder. Then said I, Yahweh Elohim, surely thou hast greatly deceived this people and Jerusalem, saying, ye shall have peace, whereas the sword reaches unto the soul. At that time shall it be said unto the people and to Jerusalem, a dry wind of the high places in the wilderness toward the daughter of my people, not the fan nor the clan. Even a full wind from those places shall come unto me. Now also will I give sentence against them. Behold, he shall come up as clouds, and his chariot shall be as a whirlwind. His horses are swifter than eagles. Woe unto us, for we are spoiled. O Jerusalem, wash thine heart from wickedness, that thou mayest be saved. How long shall thy vain thoughts lodge within thee? For a voice declares from Dan, and publishes affliction from Mount Ephraim, make ye mention unto the nation, behold, publish it against Jerusalem, that watchers come from a far country, and give out their voice against the cities of Judah. As keepers of the field are they against her round about, because she hath been rebellious against me, saith Yahweh. Thy way and thy doings have procured these things unto thee. This is thy wickedness, because it is bitter, because it reaches unto thine heart. My bowels, I am pained at my very heart. My heart maketh a noise in me. I cannot hold my peace, because thou hast heard, O my soul, the sound of the trumpet, the alarm of war. Destruction upon destruction is cried for the whole land. Is spoiled suddenly, for my tent spoiled and my curtains in a moment. How long shall I see the standard and hear the sound of the trumpet? For my people is foolish, they have not known me. They are snottish children, and they have none understanding. They are wise to do evil, but to do good they have no knowledge. I beheld the earth, and lo, it was without form and void, and the heavens, and they had no light. I beheld the mountains, and lo, they trembled, and all the hills moved lightly. I beheld, and lo, there was no man, and all the birds of the heavens were fled. I beheld, and lo, the fruitful place was a wilderness, and all the cities there were broken down at the presence of Yahweh, and by his fierce anger. For thus hath Yahweh said, the whole land shall be desolate, yet will I not make a full end. For this shall the earth mourn, and the heavens above be black, because I have spoken it. I have purposed it, and will not repent, neither will I turn back from it. The whole city shall flee, for the noise of the horsemen and bowmen. They shall go into the thickets, and climb up upon the rocks. Every city shall be forsaken, and not a man dwell therein. And when thou art spoiled, what wilt thou do? Though thou closest thyself with crimson, though thou deckest thee with armlets of gold, though thou rendest thy face with pains, in vain shalt thou make thyself fair. Thy lovers will despise thee, they will seek thy life, for I have heard a voice as of a woman in travail, and the anguish as of her that bringeth forth her first child, the voice of the daughter of Zion that bewaileth herself, that spreadeth her hands, saying, woe is me now, for my soul is weary because of murderers. Okay, that's the end of Jeremiah chapter 4. Our next one will be Jeremiah chapter 9, dealing with the word righteousness. Oh, that my head were waters and mine eyes a fountain of tears, that I might weep day and night for the slain of the daughter of my people. Oh, that I had in the wilderness a lodging place of wayfaring men, that I might leave my people and go from them, for they be all adulterers and assembly of treacherous men. And they bend their tongues like their bow for lies, but they are not violent for the truth upon the earth, for they proceed from the evil, and they know not me, saith Yahweh. Take ye heed every one of his neighbor, and trust ye not in any brother, for every brother will utterly supplant, and every neighbor will walk with slanders. And they will deceive every one his neighbor, and will not speak the truth. They have taught their tongue to speak lies, and weary themselves to commit iniquity. Thine habitation is in the midst of the deceit. Through deceit they refuse to know me, saith Yahweh. Therefore thus saith Yahweh, Yeshua the host, behold, I will melt them and try them, for how shall I do for the daughter of my people? Your tongue is as an arrow shot out, it speaketh deceit. One speaketh peaceably unto his neighbor with his mouth, but in his heart he layeth his weight. Shall I not visit them for these things, saith Yahweh? Shall not my soul be avenged on such a nation as this? For the mountains will I take up a weeping and wailing, and for the habitations of the wilderness a lamentation, because they are burned up so that none can pass through them. Neither can men hear the voice of the cattle. Both the fowl of the heavens and the beast are fled, they are gone. And I will make Jerusalem heaps and a den of dragons, and I will make the cities of Judah desolate without an inhabitant. Who is the wise man that may understand this? And who is he unto whom the mouth of Yahweh has spoken, that he may declare it? For what the land perishes and is burned up like a wilderness, that none passes through. And the Yahweh says, because they have forsaken my law, which I set before them, and have not obeyed my voice, neither walked therein, but have walked after the imagination of their own heart, and after Balaam, which their fathers taught them. Therefore thus saith Yeshua of the host, the king of Israel, behold, I will feed them, even this people, with wormwood, and give them water of gall to drink. I will scatter them also among the heathen, whom neither they nor their fathers have known, and I will send a sword after them, till I have consumed them. Thus saith Yeshua of hosts, consider ye, and call for the mourning women, that they may come, and send for the cunning women, that they may come, and let them make haste and take up a wailing for us, that our eyes may run down with tears and our eyelids gush out with waters. For a voice of wailing is heard out of Zion. How are we spoiled? We are greatly confounded, because we have forsaken the land, because our dwellings have cast us out. Yet hear the word of Yahweh, O ye women, and let your ear receive the word of his mouth, and teach your daughters wailing, and every one her neighbor lamentation. For death has come up into our windows, and has entered into our palaces to cut off the children from without, and the young men from the streets. Speak, thus said the Yahweh, even the carcasses of men shall fall, as dung upon the open field, and as a handful after a harvest man, and none shall gather them. Thus saith Yahweh, let not the wise man glory in his wisdom, neither let the mighty man glory in his might. Let not the rich man glory in his riches, and let him that glorieth glory in this, that he understandeth, and knoweth me, that I am the Yahweh which exercise love and kindness, judgment and righteousness in the earth. For in these things I delight, saith the Yahweh. Behold, the days come, saith the Yahweh, that I will punish all them which are circumcised with the uncircumcised. Egypt and Judah and Edom and the children of Ammon and Moab and all that are in the utmost corners that dwell in the wilderness, for all these nations are uncircumcised, and all the house of Israel are uncircumcised in the heart. That includes the Seventh-day Adventist Church, so they're the spiritual Israel of today. So they're included in that Israel, a part of being uncircumcised in the heart. Now let's go to Jeremiah 22. It says, thus saith Yahweh, Go down to the house of the king of Judah and speak there this word, and say, Hear the word of Yahweh, O king of Judah, that sittest upon the throne of David. Thou and thy servants and thy people that enter in by these gates. Now this is the prophecy directly to Gilead Center there in 1970. Brother Johnson was chosen as the latest king to sit upon the throne of David, even though he was an Edomite. He was an typical Esau in that respect. Nevertheless, he was in charge, put in charge of the throne of David. Okay, and Jeremiah 22:3, Thus saith Yahweh, Execute your judgment and righteousness and deliver the spoil out of the hand of the oppressor. And do no wrong, do no violence unto the stranger, the fatherless, nor the widow, nor the shed innocent blood in this place. For if you do this thing indeed, then shall there enter in by the gates of this house king sitting upon the throne of David. Okay, riding in chariots and on horses, he and his servants and his people. And if you will not hear these words, I swear by myself, saith the Yahweh, that this house shall become a desolation. Well, Gilead Center became a desolation, and she was given these prophecies to adhere to. And we know what happened in 2002-2003. Gilead Center took a whole year to bring that Gilead Center to a close and to cut off the leadership and those that followed them. Jeremiah 22:6. For thus saith the Yahweh unto the king's house of Judah, Thou art Gilead unto me. Now there it is. And Rose Johnson providentially named Gilead Center from the prophecies. He said, We are the Gilead. He said, The shepherd rod before us were Mount Carmel, and the Adventist before Mount Carmel was Mount Bashan. He said, We are Mount Gilead, so I've got it right here. When I said that this is referring to this prophecy was directed to Gilead Center in 1970. Thou art Gilead unto me, and the head of Lebanon. Yet surely I will make thee a wilderness, and cities which are not inhabited. And I will prepare destroyers against thee, every one with his weapons. They shall cut down thy choice cities, and cast them into the fire. And many nations shall pass by this city, and they shall say, Every man to his neighbor, Wherefore hath Yahweh done thus unto this great city? Now that great city was located in Kermit, Texas, at the time of this prophecy. Then they shall answer, Because they have forsaken the covenant of the Yahweh their Elohim, and worshipped other gods, and served them. That's exactly what Gilead Center ended up doing, completely apostatizing and worshiping the idols of Babylon. Let's continue, verse 10. Weep ye not for the dead, neither bemoan him, but weep sore for him that goeth away, for he shall return no more, nor see his native country. For thus saith the Yahweh, touching Shalom, the son of Josiah, king of Judah, which reigned instead of Josiah his father, which went forth out of this place, he shall not return thither any more, but he shall die in the place where they have led him captive, and shall see this land no more. Woe unto him that buildeth his house by unrighteousness. Now this is the first word to Gilead Center in 1970. It was the first woe to the king sitting upon the throne of David, Brother Johnson. It says, Woe unto him that buildeth his house by unrighteousness, because he builded the house of Gilead Center. He raised up the foundation of the tabernacle of David that had fallen down for many generations, restoring all the feast days and the whole nine yards. And his chambers by wrong, that use his neighbor's service without wages, and give it him not for his work. That saith, I will build me a wide house and large chambers, and cutteth him out windows, and it is seated with cedar, and painted with vermilion. Thou shalt reign, because thou closest thyself in cedar. Did not thy father eat and drink, and do judgment and justice? And then it was well with him. He judged the cause of the poor and needy. Then it was well with him. Was not this to know me, said Yahweh, but thine eyes and thine heart are not but for thy covetousness, and for the shed innocent blood, and for oppression, and for violence to do it. Therefore thus saith Yahweh concerning Jehoiakim, the son of Josiah, king of Judah. They shall not lament for him, saying, Ah, my brother, or sister. They shall not lament for him, saying, All Yahweh are all his glory. He shall be buried with the burial of an ass drawn and cast forth beyond the gates of Jerusalem. Go up to Lebanon and cry, and lift up thy voice in Bashan. That's that be the Adventist church today, you see. Lebanon is the capital of Gilead. It says, go up to Lebanon and cry, and lift up thy voice in Bashan, and cry from the passages, for all thy lovers are destroyed. I spake unto thee in thy prosperity, but thou saidest, I will not hear. This hath been thy manner from thy youth, that thou obeyest not my voice. The wind shall eat up all thy pastures, and thy lovers shall go into captivity. Surely then shalt thou be ashamed and confounded for all thy wickedness. O inhabitant of Lebanon, that makest thy nest in the cedars, how gracious shalt thou be when pangs come upon thee, the pain as of a woman in travail. As I live, saith Yahweh, though Coniah, the son of Jehoiakim, king of Judah, were the signet upon my right hand, yet would I pluck thee thence. And I will give thee unto the hand of them that seek thy life, and unto the hand of them whose face thou fearest, even into the hand of Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, and into the hand of the Chaldeans, and I will cast thee out, and thy mother that bare thee, unto another country, where you were not born, and there shall ye die. But unto the land whereunto they desire to return, thither shall they not return. Is this man Coniah a despised broken idol? Is he a vessel wherein is no pleasure? Wherefore are they cast out, he and his seed, and are cast into a land which they know not? O earth, 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 hear the word of Yahweh. This is three times it mentions earth, talking about the United States. Thus saith Yahweh, write ye this man childless, a man that shall not prosper in his day. Okay, so now this is exactly what happened to Verlis Johnson. He did not prosper. The 33 years that I was with him, he did not prosper in his days. For no man of his seed shall prosper sitting upon the throne of David and ruling any more in Judah. Okay, that ends chapter 22. We're going into Jeremiah 23. Woe be unto the pastors that destroy and scatter the sheep of my pasture, saith Yahweh. Therefore thus saith Yahweh Elohim of Israel, against the pastors that feed my people, ye have scattered my flock and driven them away, and I have not visited them. Behold, I will visit upon you the evil you're doing, saith Yahweh. And I will gather the remnant of my flock out of all countries, whether I have driven them and will bring them again to their folds, and they shall be fruitful and increase. And I will set up shepherds over them which shall feed them, and they shall fear no more nor be dismayed, neither shall they be lacking, saith the Yahweh. Behold, the days come, saith the Yahweh, that I will raise unto David a righteous branch, and a king shall reign and prosper, and shall execute judgment and justice in the earth. In his days Judah shall be saved, and Israel shall dwell safely, and this is his name whereby he shall be called Yeshua, or righteousness. Therefore, behold, the days come, saith the Yeshua, that they shall no more say, the Yeshua liveth, which brought up the children of Israel out of the land of Egypt. Now I have some new breaking light here. Rollis Johnson represented the last king to sit upon the throne of David, from the time that the throne of David was set up around 3,000 years ago. He was the last to sit upon, because the kings that sit upon the throne of David were sometimes good kings and sometimes bad kings. But Rollis Johnson was the last one to sit upon the throne of David as a bad king. So that's reading how I said in the last verse of Jeremiah 22, it says, thus saith Yahweh, write ye this man Charles, a man that shall not prosper in his days, for no man of his seed shall prosper sitting upon the throne of David, and ruling any more in Judah. So when Rollis Johnson was cut off at Kermit in 2002, 2003, he didn't have a son to succeed him, to sit up the chair on his work. And rightfully so, because what the prophecy says right here, he will have no man of his seed shall prosper. He tried to make his son David to prosper. He was an evil person, and it cost him his life, his son's life, because he did evil. And he tried to sit upon the throne of David as antithetical Absalom. We know that for a fact. So, we know that Daniel, after Rollis Johnson died in 2012, Daniel had a funeral and never made one mention of Rollis Johnson's position as a prophet, as a leader of the third feeding pastor of Gilead, the Adventist Church, which was Gilead Center. He gave him a military funeral and never mentioned one word of Rollis Johnson's achievements as sitting up Gilead Center and running for 33 years. Because he gave a testimony to the Adventist Church, Daniel did. He said, I don't believe, I never was a shepherd's rod, and I don't believe that stuff. Okay, so that told the whole story. Jeremiah 23:8, but the Yahweh liveth, which brought up and which led the seed of the house of Israel out of the north country, and from all the countries whither I had driven them, and they shall dwell in their own land. Mine heart within me is broken because of the prophets. All my bones shake. I am like a drunken man, and like a man whom wine hath overcome, because of Yeshua, and because of the words of his holiness, because of the Yahweh, and because of the words of his holiness, which is Yeshua, his son. For the land is full of adulterers, for because of swearing the land mourneth. The pleasant places of the wilderness are dried up, and their course is evil, and their force is not right. For both prophet and priest are profane, yea, and my house have I found their wickedness, saith Yahweh. Okay. Wherefore their ways shall be unto them as slippery ways in the darkness. They shall be driven on and fall therein. For I will bring evil upon them, even the year of their visitation, saith Yahweh. And I have seen folly in the prophets of Samaria. They prophesied in Baal and caused my people Israel to err. I have seen also in the prophets of Yerushalayim a horrible thing. They commit adultery and walk in lies. They strengthen also the hands of evildoers, that none doth return from his wickedness. They are all of them unto me as Sodom, and in heaven serve as Gomorrah. Therefore thus saith Yahweh of the host, concerning the prophets, behold, I will feed them with wormwood, and make them drink the water of gall. For from the prophets of Jerusalem is profaneness gone forth into all the land. Thus saith Yahshua of hosts, hearken not unto the words of the prophets that prophesy unto you. They make you vain, they speak a vision of their own heart, and not out of the mouth of Yahweh. They say still unto them that despise me, the Yahweh has said, you shall have peace, and they say unto everyone that walketh after the imagination of his own heart, no evil shall come upon you. For who has stood in the counsel of Yahweh and hath perceived and heard his word? Who hath marked his word and heard it? Behold, a whirlwind of the Yahweh is gone forth in fury, even a grievous whirlwind. He shall fall grievously upon the head of the wicked. The anger of the Yahweh shall not return until he have executed, until he have performed the thoughts of his heart. In the latter days you shall consider it perfectly. So we are considering it today. We're in the latter days. We're considering this vision perfectly. I have not sent these prophets. And what prophets are you talking about? He didn't send Ben Roden, the successor of V.T. Hollis. He didn't send Brother W. Johnson. He didn't send them, but he did call them. Now, there's a difference in calling them and sending them. In other words, after he called them and give them their job profile, then he expects them to carry it out. Because there's no way he can send them if they don't get established and prove to Yahweh that they're willing to obey him and every word that he speaks to them to carry out. And it's obvious that from the beginning, these two men, these two prophets, Ben Roden and Brother Johnson, were not about to adhere to Yahweh's counsel on a day-to-day basis from heaven. They set up their own agenda, and they interpreted the prophecies to suit themselves, because they didn't seek inspiration. They didn't seek the whole truth, as it were. And so they ended up completely fulfilling this prophecy right here. So I have not sent these prophets, but yet they ran. I have not spoken to them, yet they prophesied. And if they had stood in my counsel and had caused my people to hear my word, then they should have turned them from their evil way and from the evil of their doing. So there's the crux of the whole matter, verse 22 there. But if they had stood in my counsel and had caused my people to hear my words. See, it shows you right there that those two prophets, Ben Roden and Brother Johnson, they weren't standing in the counsel of Yahweh. They didn't call Yahweh's people to hear Yahweh's words. They cause Yahweh's people to hear their words. And that's why they end up all thrust down. Okay, it says in verse 23, am I Elohim at hand, saith the Yahweh, and not a Yahweh afar off? Can any hide himself in secret places that I shall not see him, saith Yahweh? Do not I fill heaven and earth, saith Yahweh? I have heard what the prophet said, that prophesy lies in my name, saying, I have dreamed, I have dreamed. How long shall this be in the heart of the prophets that prophesy lies? Yea, they are prophets of the deceit of their own heart, which think to cause my people to forget my name by their dreams, which they tell every man unto his neighbor, as their fathers have forgotten my name for Baal. Well, that's what Brother Johnson did. He was introduced to Yahweh's name in 1970 when he started his ministry with Gilead Center. And what did he do? And he said, yeah, I have restored all the divine institutions, the sacred name being one of them, but I'm sure not going to use it. And sure enough, he didn't. Okay. For the prophet that hath a dream, let him tell a dream. And he that hath my word, let him speak my word faithfully. Brother Johnson had his word. What is the chaff to the wheat, saith Yahweh? Is not my word like as a fire, saith Yahweh, and like a hammer that breaketh a rock in pieces? Therefore, behold, I am against the prophets, saith Yahweh, that steal my words every one from his neighbor. Behold, I am against the prophets, saith Yahweh, that use their tongues and say, he saith. Behold, I am against them that prophesy false things, saith Yahweh, and do tell them, and cause my people to err by their lies and by their lightness. Yet I sent them not, nor commanded them. Therefore they shall not profit this people at all, saith Yahweh. And when this people or the prophet or a priest shall ask thee, saying, what is the burden of thee, Yahweh? Thou shalt then say unto them, what burden? I will even forsake you, saith Yahweh. And as for the prophet and the priest and the people that shall say the burden of Yahweh, I will even punish that man and his house. This shall ye say every one to his neighbor and every one to his brother, what hath the Yahweh answered? And what hath the Yahweh spoken? And the burden of the Yahweh shall be ye mentioned no more, for every man's word shall be his burden. For ye have perverted the words of the living Elohim of the Yeshua of the host, our Savior. Thus shalt thou say unto the prophet, what hath the Yahweh answered thee, and what hath the Yahweh spoken? But since ye say the burden of the Yahweh, therefore thus saith Yahweh, because you say this word, the burden of the Yahweh, and I have sent unto you, saying, you shall not say the burden of the Yahweh, therefore, behold, I will utterly forget you, and I will forsake you, and the city that I gave you, and your fathers, and cast you out of my presence. And I will bring an everlasting reproach upon you, and a perpetual shame which shall not be forgotten. And that has already come to pass, for Gilead sinner. This brings the close of our study this hour. Contact us at the 11th hour. Call us number 11. Click on our audio archive. We're going to close now with a song. My hope is built on nothing less. My hope is built on nothing less than Yahshua's blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest friend, but wholly lean on Yahshua's name. On Yahshua the solid rock I stand, all of the ground is sinking sand. All of the ground is sinking sand. When darkness veils his lovely face, I'll rest on his unchanging grace. In every high and stormy gale, my anchor holds within the veil. On the ice of the solid rock I stand, all of the ground is sinking sand. All of the ground is sinking sand. His oath is carven at his blood, support me in the whelming flood. And all around my soul is great, he then is all my hope and stay. On Yahshua's solid rock I stand, the sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand. When he shall come with trumpet sound, oh, may I then in him be found. Rest in his righteousness alone, hopeless to stand before the throne. When yes, for the solid rock I stand, all of the ground.